Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 2 of the Pana Familia podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos!
Welcome to the Pana Familia podcast. I've already started drinking, and we're going to be drinking during this episode. So, since we're talking about beaches, so I'll crack open my beer.
And I'll open mine.
Sit back, relax, open up a cold one, and let's talk about beaches.
Salud.
Salud. Wavy music starts playing. Like the
Are we in Hawaii?
Can be.
Yeah, grab a drink with us. Sit back. If you're not driving, I guess.
Listening. I mean, you can drink and drive. I don't judge. Just don't hit anyone. Actually, I don't know what I just said. Please don't take that advice.
I'm just going to delete that. I'm just going to delete
that. Now leave it in there for, you know, comical reasons.
Chemical reasons?
Comical reasons.
Yeah, we figured since we're talking about Las Playas, we should have a little drink, and it's Friday afternoon.
We got chili in the pot.
It's not in the pot. It was supposed to be in the pot, but the store was out of ground beef.
So we don't have chili in the pot.
I was going to start the chili before this, but I'll have to start it after.
We eat a lot of chili down here. This has nothing to do with beer or beaches. But yeah, we eat a lot of chili down here for how hot and tropical it is.
It's a really easy meal to make down here because you can find ground beef easily. And and then just canned beans and tomatoes and, you know, onions. And anyways, I'll have to share my chili recipe. But Nicole. And everyone loves it. And then you put the melted cheese. And if we get lucky, we found sour cream.
Yeah, and we can make big pots out of leftovers. But
yeah.
All right, let's not get too distracted. Beaches in Panama. Yeah, so we're going to talk about the beaches in Panama. We're going to kind of, because Panama, for how small of a country is, the beaches are pretty different depending where you're at.
Okay, yeah.
As far as how they look, what's there, the services, kind of like almost everything in a way.
Yeah. It's not just like a coastline lined with all sorts of beaches with like hotels and stuff.
Yeah, this isn't like Mexico where, you know, they're all just sprayed down with 5-star resorts on every sandy beach. And then at the very end, Nicole and I are going to each tell our three favorite beaches. And
oh, we're going to do that separately?
Yeah, or together, whatever. We're just going to name three beaches that we really like.
Yeah, because I feel like we came to an agreement on what our top three are.
Yeah, well, we're going to say three beaches, and then maybe we'll throw like a honorable mention or two. But Panama has two coastlines, the Pacific side and the Caribbean. It's all tropical water. It's all very warm. There's no cold water here, at least not for us. Yeah, it's just very different depending where you go. Like, we've only really explored the Pacific side, and when you're near Panama City or a couple hours outside of Panama City, that's where you do get the Mexico style resort beaches where there's big old hotels on the beach and you got everything there. You know, it almost feels like a Mexican beach town.
Rentals, hotels,
restaurants. You know, the banana boat has to be there. You know, lots of people there, you know, golf courses, you know, and then as
pollution.
That's been, I've So I do a lot of research on surfing locations, and obviously a lot of beaches are surfing locations. And it seems like the water quality near the city is very suspect. According to all Panamanians, they believe that any of the water dragging out of the Panama Canal is just flooding around there. And it's just dirty, nasty water, yeah. According to them.
Is there like a beach in Panama City that you can go to?
I think there's a bunch of little ones, but I don't think there's any that can actually...
That, like, people hang out at?
Or yeah. No? I don't think there is.
Yeah. Because, like, when you're in Panama City, you can always see the ocean, and it's really beautiful. But, yeah, I don't think there's actual, like, any, like, sandy beaches to hang out on in Panama City.
But, yeah, no, it's... and also, I forgot, within, like, the Pacific side, we have two peninsulas. Or, no, one peninsula. The Sueto Peninsula.
Let me look at the map. No, it's like on the other side of those.
No, so there's two peninsulas. The Sueto Peninsula, and then what's the one where Santa Catalina's at?
I don't know the name of that one.
Yeah,
Catalina.
We've done very little research for this, but yeah, you also have all these peninsulas where you have different types of beaches.
And like some bays.
And right? Some bays. Which makes
bays and yeah.
So
this is kind of a bay here. Just like, what's his face?
smoking that night, Turkish green.
Turkish green.
But, so yeah, we have two peninsulas. That's like kind of like the next step on the Pacific side. Once you get past those big resort beaches, and those are pretty cool. We've only been in one part of it, like the Sueto Peninsula on the western side. We went to the Marriott Torrio area, and it's just basically there's tons of beaches along
that. Yeah, that peninsula. One you can like go down roads and find beaches.
Yeah, there's like 13, 14 beaches there. And then you could actually see on the other side, because it is facing another peninsula, you can look at the other peninsula from there.
Like the other end of it?
Yeah, the other end of it. Yeah, you could see it from Casablanca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once you get past those two peninsulas and you come into where we live, the Chiriqui area.
Which is the province.
The province. The state, yeah. And there's a lot of mangroves here, so there's not a whole lot of quote-unquote beach access with your car. Like between, in the Chiriqui Peninsula, I think they're between where we live and
the first beach here is Las Lajas, the beach we live
by. And then David, the next big city, which is an hour and a half away, there's only two beaches.
Mm-hmm.
There's three beaches between here and David. There's one here in Las Lajas. There's a beach in Boca Chica. There's a couple beaches in Boca Chica.
Like a couple small ones, but it's one coastline.
It's one coastline.
Coastline, yeah.
And they're all within, you know, earshot of each other. It just depends which
road. And they're very hard to get to. Bumpy, unpaved, like dirt roads that people go to, but still it's not like off the main highway, like right off the highway.
And then David has La Barqueta, which is there kind of close by beach.
Which we've never been to. But we heard it's what did someone say? Someone dies there every day or something? Someone said
a lot of Panamanians die at the ocean here. That's what I'm starting to get. A lot of people die at this Las Lajas beach. Apparently, they say it's very dangerous.
The rip currents
but
and stuff.
I don't think it's any more dangerous than any of them. It's
like I think you just have to be careful.
And then once you get past David, it starts turning into like another little bay, and you basically Puerto Armuelas is the next beach,
which is right before you hit Costa Rica.
There's probably like a 45 minute drive from David to Puerto Armuelas.
Yeah,
and that's just the Pacific side. The Caribbean side, I feel like, is even more desolate because you got Bocas,
which is an archipelago. How do you say that?
Archipelago
of islands. So there's lots of beaches there, but it's not like a smooth coastline.
Yeah, so you basically, and that's somewhat closer to us.
I don't know how long it was.
Because it's on our side of the country.
But across to the other coastline.
Yeah, on the other side of the mountains. But basically, you drive over there, and then from there, you take a ferry to the islands, and there's just a bunch of islands and hotels there. And that one's a little bit more developed. You know, there's, a scene there for young people. That's kind of where all the young people go to.
For the drugs and the parties?
The drugs and the parties. Yeah.
One thing to mention, too, one last thing about the Pacific side is there's a lot of islands here.
Oh, yeah.
Panama has over 1,000 islands or something like that. And a lot of them are very small. They're not, most of them aren't inhabited. But I learned that when I was researching Panama, and I thought that was crazy. And pretty much any beach you're at, you can see some sort of little island, which is really cool.
At least one.
At least one, usually like multiple. Like from here, you can see a couple of them. From Torrio, you could see multiple. And some of them you can only see like when the sun's hitting it at like a certain angle. There was one in Torrio, you could only see it when the sun set right behind it, which was really pretty. But so there's lots of, and then off of Santa Catalina, there's a lot of islands. So you can do a lot of like island tours here too. And those beaches are really nice, you know, like very calm waters and clear. And, that's where all, you know, you can see the sharks and stuff like that. So that's really cool. We haven't done any island tours yet. We've done one boat trip to a beach, but it's not technically on an island. It's just around the mangroves, but we'll talk about that at the end. So back to the Caribbean
side. Yeah, you got the Bocas del Toro on the west, on the western side of the country. And then from what I understand, there's not any beaches because that whole strip of the ocean is part of the Comarca. So there's no actual access all the way until you get to like the Colon area. And from there you have to go to towards Portobello. And that's literally
on which is by Panama City.
There's this whole strip between Bocas del Toro and Colon that there's no like road access because I think it's all part of the Comarca.
Which is, if you haven't listened before, which is like the reservation here where all the indigenous people, it's their province basically.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, you can get to it obviously with a boat, but it's not very accessible. I learned that kind of scouting for sharp spots. Yeah, that's kind of how it's broken up. Basically, the Panama City and a couple hours out, the peninsulas, our province, and then the Caribbean side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how it breaks down.
Yeah. So now we want to talk about our three favorite beaches that we've been to.
Da-da-da, the three favorite beaches.
Starting with number three and working our way up to number one.
Should we do an honorable mention?
Sure. I don't know what that one is, but you can surprise me when you say it.
I already forgot the three. So.
Okay, so we're going to start with our top three, and then Eddie will throw in a surprise honorable mention.
There we go.
Hold on. Okay, so I will start by talking about our third favorite beach because I really like it. I mean, Eddie does too, but... I really like this beach. It is called Playa Refugio, or what's the other name for it? Starts with a B? What is it?
Oh, Bejuco.
Yeah, Playa Bejuco. Playa Bejuco or Playa Refugio.
Yeah.
So this is in the area of Boca Chica. So it's about a 30-minute drive down the freeway, and then we get off the Pan American, and we drive another probably 20 to 30 minutes. It's like a little bay, and it's super, super calm. Like, I've never seen ocean water this calm before. It's like barely lapping waves, like a lake almost.
Yeah, and like where we said about the islands, Boca Chica has like a lot of islands. So one of the reasons why it's so calm is because there's so many islands around it protecting this beach from the open swell that like it's almost a lake.
Yeah, it's almost a lake.
And which is nice with the kids.
Yeah, it's like a different vibe than here where, like, you have to be really careful.
Yeah, it's super calm. You can float.
So the actual beach is, like, really cool because up higher on the beach is, like, all these really beautiful rocks and, like, tons of seashells. Where we found most of our seashells has been there, like, most of our, like, really cool special seashells. We learned when we went there recently that it does get busy, but... When we went there during the rainy season, it was always just us, pretty much, almost completely empty. It's not like a super big beach as far as like you don't have to walk like super far to get out to the water, even when the tide is low. So that's nice. So you can like sit under a palm tree and then walk to the water in like a few steps.
which is for our next beach kind of our biggest complaint. You'll learn.
And it's a nice walk if you want to walk down the beach. And then another really cool thing about this beach is there's like a little tiny island that you can actually just walk to when the tide is low enough. So you just, the last time we went was the first time we did this, but because we saw everyone else do it and we finally realized that it really wasn't that deep out there and you could get across. So you just walk from the beach about, 40, 50 yards. It's not that far. It's not that far. You just walk across the water and then you're on this little island.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think the water, when the tide's low, I don't think the water goes above your hip at the deepest point.
Yeah. So like Jude could walk across easily. Jesse, yeah. I had to pick him up at one point. If the tide was really high, we probably would have had to swim a bit, but it's still like so close.
Yeah.
But the island's really cool. It has all these giant shells. There's tide, like tide pools out there because there's lots of rocks. And there's no restaurant or like bar or anything like that there. So you have to bring anything you need. So we always bring like an ice chest with drinks and snacks and stuff. And it's just really beautiful. And it's nice because you can sit in the shade so you don't feel like you're like roasting out there without, you know, some sort of umbrella or something. And yeah, we just really love that beach. We've been there like four or five times. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cool area. It's a pretty smooth road. It's funny. It's like one of the newest roads that we've been on. And it takes you pretty far up there. But then as soon as you hit where they stop building the road, it just turns into this dirt road. And it gets a little rough at one point. But other than that, it's a pretty easy drive.
Pretty smooth dirt road, yeah. And there are some small houses out there. So people live out there. But there's no services. There's no store. I mean, you have to like drive back up into town about 20 minutes to get to a store or something.
I haven't seen any power lines out there. So I'm pretty sure everyone that lives out there or uses or, you know, beach house uses generators and,
or yeah, solar panels or something.
Yeah, yeah. Cause I've noticed that like all the water tanks are really high up to,
for gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime someone comes to visit us here, we'll definitely take them there.
That's number three.
Number two with the E.
Number two is our hometown beach, Las Lajas Beach.
Playa Las Lajas.
It was the first beach we ever came to when we visited Panama. It's just a
massive beach.
It's just a massive.
Yeah, it's so big.
Just big, sandy, massive beach.
Like reminds. What does it remind you of in California?
It reminds me of Manresa Beach. It reminds me of Ocean Beach. It reminds me of Salmon Creek.
Just any long,
Point Reyes,
yeah, like just, a beach you can't see the end of.
You literally can't see the end of it. It's like it's probably like 2 to 3 miles long with a river on each side.
Right, and it's bordered just, by rivers. Yeah.
And there's spots where when you're closer to the main road, it does get busier because you're right next to the main road, and that's where
you'll find the restaurants and
rentals. But if you do want to find your own spot, it's not that hard. You can just drive down the road both ways and eventually you'll be by yourself.
That's only in the busy season.
Only during the busy season. During the slow season, even by the main road, it's empty. But yeah, this is our second favorite beach, obviously because it's very accessible, not only to us but to people. It's one of the more accessible beaches in Chiriqui.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally just a smooth road that takes you right into it. There's a lot of services there. There's restaurants, there's parking, there's hotels.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything there. There's during the busy season, you got vendors going up and down the beach trying to sell you sal or pipas or.
It's still nothing like a beach in Costa Rica as far as like busyness.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely has all that stuff, which is nice.
It's a good surfing beach. I like it a lot. It's a pretty nice wave. The only complaint that we have is since it is such a big beach and the tides are very noticeable there when the high tide and low tide. if you go there during low tide, you got to walk quite a ways to the water.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're there during the middle of the day, and it's the dry season, and there's not a cloud in the sky, it's hot.
That's why you don't go in the middle of the day, right? Or we try not to. Yeah,
yeah, we try to be in the water by like 10 or 11, and then try to be underneath the hammocks by 1 o'clock.
Or at sunset is nice, sunset. Right? But yeah.
That's one complaint that we have, but it's not that big of a complaint.
Yeah, and that's just how, what you do.
But we've been out there so many times that, like, we're always just like, man.
We live here?
We live here. I mean, like, you can see islands from there. You can see the sunset is beautiful from there. When mm-hmm. it's a cloudy one, when it's a big, big open one.
I mean, we've walked down to the river, the San Felix River.
We walked down the river.
Yeah, down there.
We obviously used to live by it. Like, we used to have like a 10-minute walk to it. Yeah, it's just our second favorite beach.
The sand's really nice. It's like the really soft, smooth sand. We found clams there. We found crabs there. We see fish there.
We spend a lot of time there. The kids go boogie boarding there. We go swimming there all the time. I go surfing there all the time. Yeah, it's our home beach.
Yeah.
That's basically, it's our home beach. Mm-hmm. It's our park.
When you turn around, when you're standing in the water and you look back, it's like lined with beautiful palm trees. So that always looks, you know, a lot of times when you're at the beach, you're always looking out at the ocean. But like you say, when you're sitting out on the water and you look back, like the beach is really beautiful to look at from the sea.
And then also another thing, I did mention there's a lot more services here in this one, but like, every business that is there is a family business, is a local family business, whether it's the beach resorts, you know, those are all owned by families.
Maybe not Panamanian.
Not
all of them.
Not all, but I mean, but they're not owned by like the Hyatt.
They're not big biz corporations.
You know, I just think of like the big resorts in Mexico where they're, you know, just massive, owned by some
they're all like cool little small resorts.
They're all family run businesses. That's the best way. One of our favorite places there is Las Lajas Beach Resort, and it's shout out Lajas Beach Resort, but you know, we know people there that work there. Everyone's been very friendly. We would recommend that's where people stay. We go there to eat dinner. We go there for the day pass, to hang out, because they do have a really nice place. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's nice to know that you're supporting family businesses.
Yeah, they have. I go to yoga there, which is the yoga class by the owner's wife. That's really cool.
Jonathan works there.
Jonathan.
I like Jonathan a lot. He's a really cool Panamanian. Yeah. He's like one of the coolest Panamanian guys. He's really nice.
He's really nice. He does really good photography. He took our drone photos. He works there. He's always been helpful to us.
Yeah. Bug him random questions, and he always answers them with like such sincerity and being very nice. I'm annoying him. He's a very nice person.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's our second favorite beach.
Right, number one.
Oh, honorable mentions. Playa Reina in Mariotto, mainly because it's such a beautiful wave. Playa Torrio is pretty nice. The only thing, reason it got knocked down, Nicole's flip-flops got stolen there.
It is really pretty.
It is a really nice beach there.
They weren't just flip-flops, they were earth runners.
Oh, sorry, earth runners.
They were expensive.
Of course, everything's expensive. But yeah, those two, I like those two beaches. Playa Reina is a really beautiful wave. It's a beautiful wave. So number one, I'll let Nicole do it.
Start it off?
Yeah.
Number one is Morro Negrito. Morro Negrito. We went there, we've only been there once. It was like the best day of our lives.
Might have been the reason we moved to Panama.
Honestly, might have been the reason. It was like a dream day. We were looking for a beach to go to when we were looking at properties in Lajas de Tole. And before we came to Las Lajas Beach, we found this beach over there. And we hired this guy named Rodrigo. He was super nice. And he took us on a boat, because you can only get to this beach by boat, because you have to go around the mangroves. And he took us to this beach called Morro Negrito, and it's, yeah, this beautiful, it's kind of like a little, like, mini bay, because it is like a little curve there. And then you can walk around farther along the coastline, but we just hung out on the beach. It's one of those beaches where you can lay against a piece of driftwood under a palm tree, drink a fresh coconut, and then, like, when you want to cool off, just take a couple steps and be in the water. Eddie, like, surfed there. There was a nice little small wave. I paddled around. Jude paddled around. Jesse played in the sand. This was before Gene was born, because I was pregnant when we came. And Rodrigo, our boat guy, was cutting coconuts for us. There's, like, a little store there, like, little, more like a snack shack. And then there's a few, like, little rental
bungalows
for, I think people mostly go out there for like a surf trip, right?
Yeah, it's probably the best surf spot in the Chiriqui area. Not like Morro Negrito is a very good wave, but also there's like a lot of waves within a 5-minute boat ride from there.
Like if you keep driving around.
Yeah, so too, I think there is actually a surf camp there. That's their whole pitch, is like, you could either surf Morro Negrito from the bungalow, or we can put you on a boat and take you to another spot that you want to visit.
Yeah. So when we went out there, it was February, and we were the only people there. I think another boat showed up when we were leaving.
Yeah.
So we really want to go back again. We haven't done it yet because, you know, you have to pay the boat driver and you have to drive out there. It's from us, it's like a 40-minute drive maybe to park our car and then get on the boat,
and then it's like another 30 minutes on the boat.
Yeah, but like such a beautiful boat ride. There was like dolphins swimming past us,
and the water's crystal clear. And
but yeah, I mean, it was just like the perfect, next time we go, we want to take an ice chest with like ceviche and some beer. I mean, we drank cold beer there. They had at the little snack place. There's I think one family that lives out there, an old lady and some little family.
Some old grandma lady. She sold me beer for like 50 cents. She could have like charged me $4.
She could have, yeah.
And I would have paid for it because I was so thirsty. But yeah. She like gave me this beer for really cheap.
But yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful out there.
And the water's crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like no one's out there to get it dirty.
The boat drive there is awesome. It's
but you have to drive through the mangroves first, right?
Yeah. I was having like apocalypse vibes, Apocalypse Now vibes going through it, through the mangroves. And then you go through the mangroves and it opens up to this bay with a bunch of islands, and every island has a name. And our boat driver was giving us a name, and he's like, oh, you can go there, you can go there, you can go there. And he was like, I think you go here. It's like the best spot. He picked this spot because he's like, oh, you guys got the surfboard, but you also got the kids. So, like, it's a nice little way, but also the kids are safe.
Yeah. You can walk along the whole beach there. We didn't take a long walk, but you could if you wanted to, and just, like, on the soft, beautiful sand. And
it's very, like,
just picturesque.
Not a whole lot of, like, contamination there.
Yeah.
Just because you can't, I mean, there's only one way in and out is the boats.
Yeah.
So it's very regulated. It was cool. There's a lot of other surf spots I've been wanting to explore, but I need to get my own boat.
Yeah. Our goal is to like buy a boat in the next few years once we're a little more settled here, and then do our own exploring. You want to say a few beaches that we want to go to?
Yeah. Just name some. And
like Santa Catalina?
My number one is Santa Catalina because of supposed to be a really nice wave.
I want to go there because it looks like a beautiful place and I want to explore it more. It's at the tip of a peninsula, and the road there is just like not direct, so it's just like a really long drive.
We were thinking about looking at property there, but we never did. Actually,
we never actually went and looked at property there because it's just too far off the beaten path.
I really want to go to Portobello because I guess that's where a lot of old Spanish forts are at. And there's a lot
Say that's where like Columbus came.
And like where Columbus landed, and there's just like a lot of like
Henry Morgan.
Captain Morgan.
Henry Morgan.
Captain Cheap Rum.
Yeah, he was supposedly in Panama City. And,
yeah. But yeah, I want to go to Portobello.
I want to go to the San Blas Islands, which are up there too, which are supposed to be really beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, that is our beach lineup and beach info. And I mean, one of the main reasons we came here is because we wanted to be able to live by the beach and like be able to afford it. And we definitely got very blessed with living by, I mean, they say that Las Lajas Beach is one of the best beaches in Panama.
It's quiet.
And it's still so quiet. They say it's like the hidden gem of Panama, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But yeah, so that's our beach episode. We are going to go. I got to go put the chili on, and I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the breeze.
Under the fan.
Under the fan.
Well, we will be back next week with something else. And thanks, as always, for listening. And anything, any final words?
Adios.
Get to the beach wherever you're at. Ciao.
Ciao.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you next time on the Panna Familia podcast.